This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Here's a story about a music teacher who turned his high school band into a national phenomenon. In the late 1960s, Conrad Johnson formed the Cashmere High School Stage Band in Houston, Texas. Their funky sound was a hit, not just at band competitions, but commercially, too. The recordings he made of the band became collector's items. They've been sampled repeatedly by hip-hop artists, and they're still inspiring musicians today. Some of those records are now being re-released. From member station KUT, David Brown reports.
In 1967, Conrad Johnson was the 51-year-old bandmaster at the predominantly black Cashmere High School in Northeast Houston. Today, he is 92 and physically frail, but he still remembers vividly a concert nearly 40 years ago that changed his life.
I went to hear an Otis Redding concert.
They call me Mr. Pitiful. Baby, that's my name now.
When I saw what Otis Redding was doing, I was taken away, because Redding was kicking. He was kicking. He let all of his men perform, sing, play, and do everything. I saw that, and I went back and told my band, high school band. I said, if I would get you to do a show while you're playing and teach it to you, do you think you could do it? My band said, if you believe we can do it, we can do it.
Johnson assembled 24 of his very best students into a group called the Cashmere Stage Band to compete at high school festivals. At first, judges didn't know what to make of the kids from Cashmere in their platform shoes and matching crushed velvet suits. Their stage moves impeccably choreographed to music more James Brown than high school big band. Soon, the Cashmere Stage Band, or KSB as it was called, was winning national championships and a larger-than-life reputation as undefeatable. For 10 years, even with constant changes in the lineup as kids grew up and graduated, KSB was considered by some to be not just the best stage band in the nation, but one of the best funk bands, period.
A band director out of San Antonio, who was one of my judges, he was a Latin American, he told me the music that you write is what is winning your festival. But when he told me that, I said, well, maybe I better write more.
With scores of original funk songs under his belt, Johnson took his kids into the studio to record. And over a 10-year period between 1968 and 1978, KSB released 8 studio albums. But in 78, with Johnson nearing retirement, the Cashmere Stage Band broke up, and competitors across the country heaved a sigh of relief. Before long, the band was largely forgotten. But not by everyone. Ethan Allapat was a student at Vanderbilt University in the mid-1990s, doing research on regional music, when a record collector told him about an obscure LP that he just had to hear.
I'll never forget when that record arrived. It was Cashmere's 1974 album, Out of Gas But Still Burning. And I flipped the record over and I saw this picture of this ensemble on the back with Conrad Johnson standing in the corner. And I put it on the turntable and I heard the song Cash Register and I said, I've got to know everything about this band.
Allapat is now a music producer in Los Angeles, one of many in the hip-hop and DJ community globally who have rediscovered and now highly prized the Cashmere Stage Band recordings.
When you listen to a band like Cashmere playing Dennis Coffey's Scorpio and doing it in their own way, you can hear that in a club today, and it still makes people move. On top of that, it can be sampled by hip-hop producers, and it has.
Contemporary record producers were drawn to KSB's huge horn section, influenced by the great Texas tenor saxophone players of the 40s and 50s, combined with a stuttering percussive guitar shuffle associated with Texas blues players.
People can rap over it, like Percy P did. How about DJ Shadow sampling Kashmir for the song Holy Calamity? How many 16-year-old, 17-year-old DJ Shadow fans bought that record? They had no idea that it was based upon a drum line that was played at that point, you know, 28 years ago by an 18-year-old kid named Craig Green recording for his high school in Houston, Texas.
What is now regarded as something of a phenomenon started out much more modestly as a music teacher's attempt to open some doors for high school kids in Houston's historically black Kashmir Gardens neighborhood. Several of Conrad Johnson's students have gone on to careers as professional musicians, including jazz drummer Bubba Thomas, who still calls Johnson the prof.
There's not a value you can put on him because he's touched so many people. Not only people that went to school under him like me, but people in the community that he's influenced. You know, kids that he taught privately, you know, kids in the summer jazz workshop. He's little in stature, but a giant.
Lots of high school band leaders have tried to teach by incorporating elements of popular music. But producer Eothan Allapat says Johnson understood that the popular music of the late 60s and early 70s was part of a musical tradition.
He said, it draws from the jazz that I grew up around. All of this can come together in a way that is not only going to teach my kids how to play music, but is going to lead to lasting, beautiful music, which is why Conrad maintained an archive for so long, which is why he recorded his band at every contest they played and saved the tapes for 30 years, because he knew that there was going to be people, like me, going there trying to find it someday.
In the studio of his modest home in the shadow of Houston's skyscrapers, Conrad Johnson is surrounded by dusty awards and framed newspaper clippings. But he doesn't talk like a man stuck in the past. In fact, with a re-release of some of KSB's recordings, Johnson seems to be thinking a lot about the future, eager to tell others about the secrets of his success.
Don't shoot for excellence, only shoot for perfection. And when you think you've got your sound really sounding good, that's when you should go to work. Don't stop. That'll make the difference.
As he talks, he uses his hands like a conductor, punching the air with his fingers, his eyes still sparkling with the intensity of a teacher at work. For NPR News, I'm David Brown.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.